Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Smyrna. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett's back at the station. Gordon's keeping us on air. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
I got another present.
I know. You've gotten a lot of presents here. This is the last break here at Publix. It's actually pretty sad because they've put on quite a show,
man,
here at the Highland Park location.
I'm just going to sit here. Well, Gordon, just leave this headset. I'm just going to sit here and see if people bring me more gifts. Mike, who just stopped by, and he had stopped by last year at an event, an appearance I had, and he brought me a bunch of Dale Earnhardt Sr. stuff. And I was just – because Brad, who just stopped by with some Dale Earnhardt Jr. stuff, and
a blow Kevin Harvick. He brought me a blow-up yard lineman. He brought me a blow-up yard lineman. Yep, and I
love
can't
it.
Wait to get home and blow it up.
I love
100%.
It.
Dylan has – I'm not going to say what Dylan's gift is. I want him to be surprised. Mm-hmm. Actually, he didn't bring Dylan anything. We're just going to wrap that and give it to Dylan for Christmas. Say it's from us. But – and he brought you – you got something as well. Don't
I did.
Like you didn't get a gift.
No,
now.
No. I got a helmet. I got a Matt Ryan helmet. Very cool.
But Mike just dropped me by. And it's funny because I don't know what – have you guys ever put models together as kids?
No. 100%.
I did model cars and airplanes.
My
and
mother gifted me a model literally when I was home for Thanksgiving. She was like, hey, I bought you this. I was like, you know me.
Yeah. And Mike brought me a Dale Earnhardt Sr. model car to put together, like, right, not the diecast, but this is one you put
but you
together.
You can't open it though,
and it's the Goodrich Lumina. This was probably bought in like 1991.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the Lumina was being ran. Remember?
Yeah, that's.
And I'm sitting here and I want to open it so badly and put it together, but
you can't open.
That
it,
would
man.
Be dumb.
It's got the plastic wrap on.
Yeah,
can't open.
That would
well,
be
and
dumb.
I do want to reveal a little peek behind the curtain here. When we were speaking with Jason Longshore before, that was when Brad had dropped all this stuff off. And immediately, Bo starts opening up all the boxes. Like, when you're a little kid and you're getting a toy from Toys R Us, your mom says, don't open it up until we get home. He starts opening it up, and pieces start flying everywhere.
You guys have not seen the tisk-tisk. You know how the mom's like, tisk-tisk now. You can't do that. You have never seen a tisk-tisk look like the one that Allie gave Bo when he was opening up that car. She looked at him like, I'm going to punch you in the face if you don't put that car away.
The best part is normally Mike gives me that look. And that's like the one time where he was like, dude, I get
I'll
it.
I'll let her handle this.
I get it, man. I feel like you say you let her handle it, but you're like, totally get it, man. Totally get this.
No, I took the 2025 approach, and I pulled out my phone, and I started recording. That's what you got to do.
That's such a good call.
All right, well, the Falcons take on the Seahawks this weekend at the Benz. We know this. Pre-game is at 11 with Mike and Bo here. On Sunday, kickoff is at 1. Do you guys have any last thoughts going into this weekend with this matchup?
Arch was talking about it, and it just – I look at their defensive line, and I'm very worried. And, look, I think Mike's right. When people call our offensive line atrocious – I actually take offense to it these days, mainly because I sit next to an offensive lineman, and he'll probably punch me in the head if I don't take offense to it.
This is true.
But I do take offense to it because I've gotten to know a couple of those guys. And I've repeated myself, but I think it's safe to say that you guys know that I talked to Chris Lindstrom on Wednesday. And one thing that we forget about is 3/5 of our offensive line is playing hurt. And now, I know that – Everybody's hurt this time of the year, right? Yada, yada, yada. Miss me with it, though. He's legitimately playing hurt, as in Jake Matthews has a high ankle sprain that he's not missed a game. Matthew Bergeron has an ankle issue. I don't know if it's high or not, but he's had one that he has had to miss games, and he came back with last week. Chris Lindstrom has been injured. And Lindstrom even talked about how Matthews is a guy that kind of helps motivate you to play when he's injured. But they're so good up front. And I worry not if we can pass protect, but it's can we clear lanes and can we open it up for the run game? Because we've got to run the football to compete in this game.
We definitely do. And I think just to put a bow on that,
I
look at the offensive line play of Seattle, and this is one of the reasons it's come up so many times this week. Their guards are not good. I mean, by any metric, I've looked at their guards. They're both young. I believe the right guard's in his third year. The left guard, Gray Zabel, is a rookie. We talked about him a bunch in the lead-up to the draft, and he's had struggles as a rookie, and he will grow, and he'll be a much better player. But I look at them whiff on a block. I look at Sam Darnold duck under somebody's armpit, stiff-arm somebody, break a tackle, roll out, throw the ball away, and then go back and play another down. And that's why you've led to a situation where Seattle now has a plus 25 sack differential. It's second in the league, and Dave Archer brought it up a minute ago. Guess who's third in the league? The Atlanta Falcons, a plus 22 sack differential, and they don't have a quarterback that does many things like that. Now, Kirk gets the ball out, but they've given him enough time this year, and you look at last week, it's like, oh, the Falcons gave up two sacks. Well, one of those is on Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson gave up a sack last week. So it's frustrating. Lindstrom did give up the other one. He is playing hurt. I think when I look at this game, Allie, there's some trends that you've got to pay attention to. Seattle is 6-0 when they've scored. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it a bunch on this show. The Falcons are 0-6 when the opponent scores first. They have not been able to come from behind in any game this year. So that's something I'll be paying attention to. The Falcons are 5-0 against the spread as an underdog this year. Crazy to think about. We talked about how wide the spread was earlier, 7.5-point spread. They're 1-6 against the spread as a favorite. It's just – it's crazy. I think that when you look at a lot of these things that are coming up this season and a lot of things that have happened – It's been frustrating because you know what the expectation is and you know what the ability level is. But I'll just finish on this one. Atlanta's converted a league low 27.6% of their third downs since they played Buffalo. 27% on third down since they played Buffalo. It has to get better. I don't know what the answer is. Do you find more playmakers in space? Do you try to move around the wide receiver core the way you did a week ago? Can we hit some more guys in stride? Can we find that player that can make the big play in the fourth quarter, in crunch time, to be able to come back if you're behind or if you are a tied game trying to march down the field? That's going to be the biggest question mark for me on Sunday.
And the thing that's plagued this team, and especially during that the part of the five-game losing streak that you had where you went lose by an extra point, lose in overtime, mm-hmm. lose in overtime, was explosives, and that you were getting killed in explosives. And can you – and the problem has been is the offensive explosives that's happened against your defense has been one thing. But when you're allowing it on special teams, you're just double blanking yourself is the only way to put it, really. I hate to say it like that, but I don't know what else to put it. You've got to figure out a way to not only stop, but when do we get our moment to flip the field? It's getting to the point now where we've screamed about pass rush for all these years. And now we've got it. And now I'm starting to go back and say, man, like, when was the last time we had a kickoff return for a touchdown?
This exact thing you just brought up is the reason I'm not signing off on Raheem coming back, but it's one of the reasons I'm so hesitant. We can't lose Jeff Ulbrich. We've talked for a decade about the pass rush. You finally got it fixed. I'm like, is there any other way to fix this team without Jeff Ulbrich walking out the door? That's what scares me.
Can I say one thing before – like we move off that part. Don't tweet me. Don't call in and say, I think the plan is that we fire Raheem, we keep Ulbrich, and we bring in Robert Saleh. Because I've heard that, and I also don't want to hear about the what we do is we fire these guys and then keep these guys. If I'm a head coach and you say, hey, we're going to clean house, but we're going to keep the defensive staff, I'm going to tell you to go kick rocks. You're not going to give me my one opportunity, my one shot possibly at being an NFL head coach, and then tell me, But you got to keep all these guys.
Would you consider moving Jeff Ulbrich into the head coach?
No. Now, I want Jeff Ulbrich to be the DC. I love Jeff Ulbrich. I think he would be a very good head coach. But here's the deal. When you hear – I think Brick and Ra are different people. They're not the exact same cut from the exact same cloth. But that being said is that if you think this regime is so bad that you're going to scream at the top of your lungs, clean house, then how can you say in the same light, clean house? But you know what? Just – elevate that guy. That doesn't make any sense. Not to mention, now Ulbrich's not really your DC. He's your head coach. And I am moving away unless you have a proven track record. And I know that the only way you can prove it is do it. But I'm not such a big fan of having the coordinator be the head coach as well. I kind of like it when a guy is, I'm the head coach and these are my coordinators. I just see it. It's a lot.
It's tough.
Don't you think that's a lot? Do you not a little bit on board with me? You don't like that? I don't like it. I don't think you're getting the same defense necessarily.
It would be disingenuous for me to sit here and say that I know what I want at this point. I think that I'm looking for, and I've said the word clarity since the postgame show, I'm looking for clarity in a lot of different directions in terms of what the expectations can be. I don't know that any head coach is going to look at an opening this offseason and go, oh, you mean Penix is out, but then I got to start him when he comes back in like week six? I don't know that anybody's going to be rushing to that job of saying, oh, I can't wait to take that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're also, you know, dealing with a situation where we've talked about all the offensive talent. Kyle Pitts might not be here, right? There's Tyler Allgeier might not be here. So there's a lot of questions up in the air. I think it's easy to say, well, this is what they have to do. But I have a lot of questions that need answer between now and you know, the beginning of January.
It's disingenuous for me when people say clean house and then in the same – but I'd be cool keeping Ulbrich. So, which is it?
There's, scares me. It scares house, me. All the thought of losing Jeff Ulbrich genuinely scares me.
Cleaning house and keeping some guys is not the same thing. You can't feel that strongly and then in the same light say, but I'd keep this guy. It's not the same.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's go. How about those Owls, baby? Mm. Tonight, big game. Mm. Big game. Let's go. Let's go. I will obviously, hopefully, be sitting at home watching that. I say hopefully because – you know, my weekends aren't during football season are not as up to me as much. I get to pick some, but a lot of times I have stuff to do. Also, I am in the process of finding a new vehicle, and I brought that up because I'm up for a road trip here or there, mm-hmm. and I'm down to two vehicles, and both of which are an hour plus away from us. One of which, though, is in a different state, about 2.5 hours away from home.
Okay.
And I'm just curious, how far would you guys drive for the right deal? Because I am all about a deal.
I drove 3 hours for a dog, so how about – I would drive pretty far.
That's a little bit different. Yeah, that's like –
you have to love what you're purchasing because you make that payment every month, every single month.
Yes.
You know,
yep.
So
and
you
actually gave
it.
Me that advice about a month ago. You were like, you should probably just go for it. And mm-hmm. I did. And I do not have any regrets about the truck that I got a month ago. But I also didn't have to drive to another state. I got it in Chamblee. So that's a conversation. No, my wife drove over to Albertville, Alabama, which I think is about 2 hours away to go get her Tahoe. because she found the right deal. She wanted like the captain's chairs in the you know second row so that the dog could lay in the middle, and it had the DVD system. And she's like, this cup is the perfect one. It's got the right miles, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know that there's a limit. Now, they do have that thing called like CarMax or whatever, you know, Echo Park.
Yeah.
Where you can actually get the car shipped to you.
True.
That's a whole other set of options. I don't do that one because I need to make sure I fit in it, but that's another story for another day.
I don't do that because I like to see it in person.
You like to fill it out.
You know, if I drive 2.5 hours, I can still test drive it, smell it, and I know, hold on.
No, that's a big deal.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
It is a big deal.
Because no one wants to sit in drive a vehicle for the next – you know, life of your loan, that a car that essentially smells like someone was, like, just, you know, burning heaters one after another.
That happened to a friend of mine. He bought his online, and the car got delivered, and they were, like, already signed up, and it got in, and there were just definitely some cowboy killers in there.
Boy.
I'm very picky. Very picky. And I'm picky on price. I'm picky on everything. So it's been a process, but I'm also in a little bit of a time crunch. So – There's a chance Mike and I will be taking a road trip here in about 15 minutes.
You might want to get that situated.
Are you signed up for this, Mike?
I am. I mean, you know what? I've always considered myself the offensive lineman of a group for more reasons than one. I don't get the touchdowns. I just do the grunt work. All right? If I have to drive him around, I got to drive him around.
Really? Really?
You know what I mean?
You know what he said to me? I'm going to give him some credit. Because he's playing fake tough guy right now. I said, yeah, man, like, I was like, you up for a road trip? Just kidding. Just hoping. You know, it was 50-50. Like, I was hoping.
Feeling it out.
And he goes, hey, man, you get the right deal. I'll drive you wherever you need to go. So don't let him play, oh, yeah, you know, I'm an offensive lineman. I got to do it. We do the grunt work.
I'm just saying, we don't need the thanks. We just do the work.
All I ask is that you guys get some show content on your cute little road trip.
Well, I got some stuff to go through if we did the road trip.
I don't know that we can – between food and gifts we've been brought today, I don't know that we'll fit it in my truck.
Speaking of which, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Gordon, myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Special thanks to Garrett Chapman for stepping in this morning. Dylan, feel better. We miss you. And, of course, thank you to everyone at Publix. James, Ben, Joe, Christian, Plato, the Publix mascot, Ricky, Randy, Haiti, Tanya, and so many other staff here at Publix that I cannot remember your names at this point in time, but just because
been
we're
awesome.
Leaving right now.
Been awesome.
Yeah, everyone has just been awesome. And just because we're leaving doesn't mean you can't stop by and see the wonderful staff here at Publix. It's the Highland Park location, 4480 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
take a road trip with your offensive lineman of the group.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.